You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal. And I am here to say you look amazing. You are amazing inside and out. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Still lots of great programming still ahead. We got the audio sorbet coming. Sorry, it's sometimes it's a discombobulating day, Calvin. Calvin is on the boards right now. How are you doing this morning? I always feel like I say good morning to you way too late, but you know, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking. We got a lot of great programs still ahead. 10:35, we got Audio Sorbet, and we got protest songs. What's your favorite protest song? Are the protest songs still out there for you? Really just want to know about maybe new music that we should be hearing, that like this new reworking of Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia. That's a modern protest song, and I still believe there's some out there. So let us know the songs that get you riled up to fight for democracy. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. I wanted to read this comment before, but I didn't get a chance to. It's from John in Milwaukee. He says, coming in hot today. Good stuff. I don't even know what nationalized elections means, but I don't know Wisconsin needs to get with the times, a.k.a. legalize certain things. I like how you did that, John. I like how you took the election. And you're like, but we also need to legalize some stuff. You know what I mean? Stuff. We were talking about earlier the calls from President Trump to nationalize the elections process. This has been talked about in the past couple of days. Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, has said that he does not believe that Republicans need to nationalize these elections. He is in favor, though, of certain measures, the SAVE Act, as well as I'm sure he supports the MEGA bill. MEGA stands for Make Elections Great Again. These two measures would severely limit access to voting, times for voting, how you register, what you need in order to register and or vote. All of those things are within the SAVE Act, within the MEGA Act, getting rid of ranked choice voting, things of that nature. And I'll ask the question now that I asked before. When people are putting forth these measures, who are they? What are their ideologies? What party do they belong to? Why are they doing it? Why are they constantly seeking to limit our voting access? That's the question I would ask. And if you think it's to safeguard, to save all of those things, fine. Show me the proof. Show your work. That's what I need, is you to show me your work. But lots still coming up today, including what's coming up in a few moments is an interview we did with Senator Tammy Baldwin on her efforts to curb the funding of ICE through common sense guardrails, as she put it in her press release, as we talked about it in the interview. But that interview coming up in a few moments here, as well as a discussion on the announcement from Tom Holman that they will be pulling 700 ICE agents out of Minneapolis effective immediately and what that means for the city. And is that enough? Some would say not even close. And we'll be talking tomorrow with Jim Santel on the program. He'll be here for a good chunk of time. We'll probably be discussing Minneapolis, what's going on there, as well as other news from the world of law. He'll be here at 9:30. It's an interesting time, folks. Very, very interesting time. And I want to just remind you all that you can stay engaged. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Find out who your representatives are, who your leaders are. Find out what's going to be on your ballot. Find out where your polling place is going to be. Make sure you're registered. If you're not, you can re-register there, or you can register for the first time there. You can also get absentee ballots sent to you, but it's just very, very important to stay engaged. This is an election year. We still have a voice, and it's important to be part of the process. I can't stress that enough. It's important to stay part of the process. Cynicism and is easy to grasp. It's easy to be a part of. But you can't right now. It's way too important. And we got a lot of elections, governors, state reps, state senators, Congress, It's important to familiarize yourself. We'll be having the candidates on throughout the year on Civic Media to talk about what they will bring to the table because they want the job and you're the one doing the hiring. But it's important to be part of that process. But without further ado, I want to play now our interview with Senator Tammy Baldwin that we did yesterday. This is a pre-recorded interview talking about her latest efforts with regard to the partial shutdown, DHS funding, and her thoughts on the MEGA Act coming from Mr. Brian Steil, Congressman of the 1st District here in Wisconsin. Kelvin, please play that interview. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You have been leading the negotiations on DHS funding with regard to the shutdown. With the House vote coming down yesterday, what is the update you can provide for us?
Well, we are starting a two-week period where we have withdrawn the Department of Homeland Security budget from consideration along with five other bills. Those have now passed, but we now have a period of time to put guardrails and a contingency is out of control, as we have so clearly seen in Minnesota, where two U.S. citizens have been killed by ICE agents in recent weeks. They need to be held to account. And there are a number of provisions that we are pushing forward right now, including stopping these roving patrols. They should not be in our residential neighborhoods. Like Trump said, they should be going after violent criminals who are here without documentation, not going to our neighborhood schools. We also need them to be subject to the same sort of rules and code of conduct that local law enforcement face on a daily basis. And finally, we have to say no to the masks and put those body cameras on and have these agents identify themselves. That's what we're going to be working diligently to achieve over the next couple of weeks.
In the recent news, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has said now they are going to be providing ICE agents with body cams. I don't think that is part of what you are looking for them to have on the total, but you've also called for her to step down as well, which is something that we're not seeing from a lot of leaders, but you have said that. Can you speak more to that announcement? It just seems more like a Band-Aid rather than a real fix to any problem.
So starting with the body cams, I do view that as an important step, along with many others that must be taken to rein in this rogue organization. But it needs to be written into law. It is not sufficient to have Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Homeland Security, say that they will be provided, because she has proven herself to be untruthful with the American public. And let me just give examples. When both Renee Good and Alex Pretty were killed by ICE agents, she leapt at the opportunity to create a narrative to her own liking, calling them domestic terrorists and suggesting that Alex Pretty was planning some sort of massacre of federal agents. She was lying to the American public. Alex Pretty grew up in Wisconsin. He went to high school in Green Bay at Green Bay Noem's narrative, but she should not be permitted to lie to the American public.
And in the wake of that, you know, both of those incidences were tragedy struck, life was taken, and we have that response. What are you hearing from your colleagues, as well as the people of Wisconsin, who are starting to come around to this idea that this is not what they voted for, this is not what we need to secure our borders or create a solution for our immigration crisis?
In terms of hearing from Wisconsinites, in the last week, and since Alex Pretty was killed, I have received more calls than I ever have as a United States Senator. We are closing in on 40,000 Wisconsinites who have reached out to say that this madness must end and that Congress needs to stand up and make sure that ICE is reined in and that there is accountability, whether that be accountability in investigating these two tragic murders, end their roving patrols, take off their masks, show their identification, put on body cameras. 40,000 Wisconsinites have reached out. That's more than I've ever heard from before. And I think that's revealing about how people view these rogue actions.
Do you have time for one more question, Senator?
I do.
To kind of pivot just a moment, but we're staying on the topic of democracy here and the voting process. Congressman Brian Steil is putting forth a bill called the Make Elections Great Again bill, which seeks to restrict voting access days as well as making it paper ballots only. It's the same old as we're hearing in the last few years. What are your thoughts on the news of this bill coming forth for proposal?
You know, earlier this week, President Trump said that he would like to see our elections nationalized. This is part and parcel with efforts he has had to deny election results and propose things that would make it harder for people to vote. And it's disturbing to see congressmen, especially one from Wisconsin, sort of follow in that vein. Wisconsin has a very proud tradition of locally run elections where they've been subject to recount and canvasses, and they have delivered the results with impeccable accuracy. And so this move is deeply disturbing, and all of us should be questioning any effort to nationalize elections. That would be the absolute wrong direction, and frankly, a threat to our democracy.
Senator Tammy Baldwin, thank you so much for being here this morning. I appreciate your time, and please come back with all the updates you would like. I'd love to talk to you again. Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks again to Senator Tammy Baldwin and her team for helping us set up that interview with her, talking about very important information regarding DHS funding, ICE agents in Minneapolis, our partial shutdown, and protecting our voting process. It's, you know, that's a 6-minute interview. We covered a lot, and we want to hear from you on this as well. Tiffany from River Falls, listening on WCFW, says, I'm not hearing Dems clearly indicate the downsides to SAVE and MEGA. We need clear, simple messaging plastered everywhere to combat this. And I don't disagree with that, Tiffany. I think this is where, you know, the homework is being assigned to us, is to have these conversations with people and really present it in a way that says, look, do you enjoy democracy? Do you enjoy the right to vote? Do you enjoy the process of being able to walk into a polling place, cast your ballot, put on the sticker and go have a day? Those are being harmed and threatened by things like the SAVE Act, like the MEGA Act, because they think that there is a problem that which does not exist and the federal government can do something about it. Come on, man. My dad was a Republican. He didn't trust the federal government as far as he could throw him. You think you can run an election? Please. So these are one of those topics that I feel crosses all lines, crosses all points, and connects with folks wherever you may live. Because again, these sorts of bills with these sorts of measures in them will affect everyone regardless of who you vote for. And, you know, putting common sense guardrails on DHS to pull back on ICE, that is also something I feel like we are seeing folks say, what is happening in Minneapolis is not what I voted for. Well, you voted for the people who did it, but now it's time. If this is not what you like, let's come together, have a discussion, and work forward to preserve what's great about all of us together, because this is an election year and you can be part of the process. MyVote.wi.gov for more information on where you vote, who you're voting for, and what's on your ballot. When we come back, Tom Holman makes an announcement in Minneapolis regarding ICE agent occupation in the city. Don't go anywhere. Tell us what you're thinking on Civic Media Mid-Morning. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal. I will reach that top shelf to get that thing for you. If you can't reach it yourself, I'll be there for you always. You are listening to us. We are happy you're here sharing time with us. Still ahead, we have Audio Sorbet, where we talk about protest songs. What are your favorite? What are those undercover protest songs we don't really know about or talk about? And is the protest song still alive and well here in America? We'll talk more about that at the 10:30 after the news. And then a handy tip from Greg rounding out the show. But right now we are talking about our interview with Tammy Baldwin. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin stopped by yesterday to talk about her efforts to rein in the spending on ICE via what she's calling common sense guardrails to DHS funding, all part of the partial shutdown discussion we're having, as well as her commentary on the Make Elections Great Again bill proposed by Wisconsin Congressman Brian Steil. Talking a lot about elections, talking a lot about process, talking a lot about just preserving the right to do the things that are guaranteed in the Constitution. I guarantee you that much. But this morning there was an announcement that came from Tom Holman. He is from the Trump administration. He is the border czar. And he has said that effective immediately, says here, Trump's border czar says 700 immigration officers to leave Minnesota immediately. He said that in a press conference this morning. That is a big announcement. I have to imagine this is in the wake of the Alex Preddy murder that happened about a week and a half ago. If you don't remember, or if you can't recall, Greg Bonvino was in charge of the whole operation in Minneapolis after Alex Preddy's murder. He was relieved of his post, reassigned somewhere else, and Tom Holman has stepped in, and he has been called the softened voice of this whole operation. But I don't know if I so much agree with that. But he has announced this morning from a podium in the Twin Cities that they will be pulling back 700 immigration officers, that's what they're called, ICE agents, from Minneapolis effective immediately. Now, 700, that's a lot. That will leave 2,000 still in the streets. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, has said that this is not enough. I didn't get a chance to see they just flashed a statement from him, but essentially he is saying this isn't enough. This is still an occupation. This is still a problem, and we need better results than this. So right now, as it stands, 700 ICE agents will be taken out of Minneapolis. I don't know where they will go, if they're heading home, if they're heading to a new post, but they will no longer be in Minneapolis. Hopefully this is the pathway to just ridding them completely, because we see what happens when they're in town. They've murdered two people in the streets in the past past month. So I wanted to report on that. Again, borders are Tom Holman announcing the withdrawal of 700 ICE agents from the streets of Minneapolis. Gene from Eau Claire is back. Gene, good morning. How are you doing today? I'm glad to hear from you again.
Yeah, I'm sorry to call back, but I just want to, this may be a response. Yesterday I watched, you can see it, it's posted on PBS, Watch Live, Renee Good's brothers join survivors to testify. If you get a chance, people, you've got to see it, because this is actually what happened to people throughout our country. I strongly recommend it. That's probably why you took out a few today. So thank you very much, Greg, and all the what you do, and Kelvin too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate it. Yeah, that is a testimony that happened yesterday. Renee Good's brother was in front of a congressional testimony to talk about everything they're seeing, to talk about the experience and how it is affecting their family as well as the community. And I have to believe that this announcement from Tom Holman is a result of the murders of Alex Preddy and Renee Good, and the absolute overwhelming attitude that this is not how we're supposed to be doing this. Folks who voted for this administration saying, I did not want this. Now, that brings up a different conversation we're not going to have at this moment. But really, when it comes down to it, this is just, should just be the beginning. 700 troops. I keep on saying troops, Calvin. 700 agents taken out of Minneapolis still leaves 2,000 in the streets. Where that will be tomorrow, the next week, but we will keep that locked here. And all of these conversations, all these things we're talking about today really just influence me more to just talk about how it's important to go to that ballot box, get registered. You may have a primary coming up in about a week and a half. We got an election in spring, primary in fall, general in fall, midterms. We're choosing assembly members, state senators, governor, congressmen members, and it is time for us to put our noses to the grindstone, do the work on who is trying to get these jobs, who is trying to keep these jobs, what they stand for, and really, do they stand for your values? You know, or whether you are a farmer in the Northland, Northwoods, or you are a business person in southeastern Wisconsin, whether you, you know, run a shop in Richland Center or teach in Green Bay, what are your values? And are the people who want to keep these jobs or acquire these jobs, are they worthy of your vote? Because we still have that opportunity. I cannot stress that enough. It is a drum I will continue to bang. Sharky from Racine is on the phone right now. Sharky, what's going on? We got about 30 seconds.
Yes, it's interesting that the manager that was allowing the Noam King situation down the road last week will kind of put her nose up to the into the air and then not actually service us out there. And she has it seems like she's got a claim to the flip and thinking that she's not really happy about the fact that we were out there. I didn't name any names.
Yeah.
Here.
Thank you very much, Sharky. Sorry, we got to go to break. Appreciate you calling. Always reach out 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, protest songs. What are your favorites? Where are they? Are they still alive here in America? We want to hear from you. Leave a comment on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, the platform we still call Twitter, Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Box. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicolet Avenue.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your friend in all things musical choices, because all the music you like is amazing. Let no one tell you differently. We are here today with you until 11, but don't go anywhere, because after we are done, there's a whole bevy, a whole host, a humdinger of a schedule here on the Civic Media Radio Network, including Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. Guy, he's on for 3. There we go. From 11 to 2, he's here. And then after that, John and Gordy in the afternoon, looking to see if they have anything up here for the afternoon. And then, oh, they're talking to Serenity Pet Spa owner Ben Jarba. Liz Johnston, who is the owner of Serenity Pet Spa, and Ben Jarbo. I know he is a writer for the Midwest Farm Report, which is on every morning from 5 to 6. Pam Yonke is a friend of the show. Love her. But Ben Jarbo is one of their contributing writers and, I believe, co-host on the show. He'll be on John and Gordy today from 2 to 5. And then Pete Schwabe with Nightlight talking to Sturgeon Spirits owner Carl Lowenstein, as well as screenwriter, producer John Roach, and filmmaker Bodie Benz. That's all coming ahead throughout the day, so stick around if you want to catch it. But let's Kelvin, sometimes people are like, well, I don't live in the area. So what do? They get the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. They're going to download it to your device, whether it's your phone or your tablet, and you can listen to us wherever you go. You can stream us live. You can take us all over the world. What's great about the app as well is you can stream our music stations. You can stream our talk stations. You can listen to us wherever, whenever. And also, you can call, text, leave a voice message, and get news from the app as well. We are constantly updating the app as well to be as user-friendly and to be as whole experience as humanly possible for you, because we like to make sure you're having a good time. So the Civic Media app is how you stay up to speed with all things going on in our universe. It is absolutely free for you today. We are talking this morning about a whole host of things democracy-wise. It's a real democracy-centric show. I think we feel like we always, Calvin, talk about democracy, but it's almost like a Friday. I'm fired up. I'm in a fired up mood, Calvin. Is it noticeable?
It is very noticeable, Greg. It's contagious.
I was gonna say, is it too much? Do you need me to back off? I'm my fired up nature does never overcomes my Midwestern nature, that is to never inconvenience anyone, because I just don't want to be that guy. Because you don't cause a ruckus. Don't cause a ruckus. But today we are talking about protest songs. Bruce Springsteen released a song called The Streets of Minneapolis. He is still, you know, I think he's in his 70s now, and he is still fired up, ready to go. He is always here for the fight, and he released this song. And honestly, when I listen to it, it sounds like something you'd hear off The River or the Nebraska record. Very sparse, very just bare bones Bruce. And I love it. And it got us to thinking. Tucker brought this up. Senior producer Tucker brought it up. You know, what's your favorite protest song? Is it an oldie but goodie? Is it a newer tune? Is there a song out there that is a protest song that we don't even know about? It's like, it's so well written that we don't understand the context. You're like, this is actually a song about this topic. If you're, you know, you're bopping along, tapping your foot, but this person's talking about real struggle. And we're just like, oh shoot, I didn't even understand the poetry of it all. But what are those songs? As well as, are there protest songs alive and well here in America today? Is that a lost art, or do you know of modern hits from the past few years that you'd say, I'll put this up with a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, or a Bruce Springsteen, or a Pete Seeger, or whatnot? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Hearing from you about protest songs for Audio Sorbet. Calvin, do you have any protest songs that you enjoy? Are there any out there that you say, yeah, get me fired up, get me ready to go?
I think a good protest song, you don't really even need to know it. Mm-hmm. It really will just get you fired up. But I will say one that comes to mind that a lot of people probably won't know just because of the demographics of our audience.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bigger Picture by Lil Baby, it came out in June of 2020 after the George Floyd protests.
There you go.
He doesn't normally make very socially conscious music, and he even acknowledges that in this song. And it's got a good beat. It's a good song.
I think that's great too. When we see folks who are utilizing their platform to put out this message, you know, it's funny because this is in no way, shape, or form purposeful, but you know, the message that came from a lot of artists at the Grammys this year were, you know, expletives that I can't say on the air, but their attitudes towards ICE, towards this administration. They use their platform, they use the spotlight, they use the camera. And of course, there are people who are saying, shut up and entertain. Like, that's the exact words of a guy who hosts a show called Shark Tank, who I don't know why we care about his opinion, but that's when young folks, when artists want to come forth and put out their opinion, there are folks out there who say, shut up and do the thing you do. Shut up and dribble. Shut up and sing. Shut up and play guitar. But I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. They also don't ever seem to have a problem when folks on their side say, I love what we're doing. They're like, that's an entertainer. I love his opinions. I love his music. But, or you're someone like Jelly Roll who says, why should I know anything? I'm a dumb redneck. But that's a whole conversation I'd like to have. Actually, with Angela Lang coming up, hopefully sooner than later. But we're talking to you about your favorite protest songs, what's out there. Remind us, educate us. Is it still alive and well? Stan in Racine is on the line right now. Stan, good morning. What are the protest songs that get you fired up?
Well, first of all, Greg, what a great show you have. I spread the civic media word wherever I can.
Appreciate you, Stan.
And listening to Tom Hartman, the songs that Tom plays on his program, I thought Tom said his wife, Luisa, created these songs with AI. And I listen to these songs, and they're amazing, and I wondered, where did Tom find these songs? His wife created them, I believe.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. I mean, you can do that now. You can go to AI and say, write me a protest song about, or any song about this, and there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing. And keep up the great work, Greg. We rely on your leadership.
Thank you very much, Stan. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you very much for calling. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. Seeing a lot of things coming through right now, so we'll try to get to all of them. Monica on the text line listening on WRCE in Richland Center says, One Tin Soldier, Ode to Billy Jack. Those are songs you enjoy.
And Tiffany says, would you put the list of songs in the show notes, please? We'll try to do that. I'll put a couple of lists that, you know, magazines have run as well, between like hundreds of songs or protest songs that get people going. But I want to know the songs that get you fired up and believing in the cause, believing in these movements of democracy and freedom. Whistler and Richland Center is on the line. Whistler, good morning. What are the songs that get you going? Whistler, are you there? Whistler, call right back. We can't hear you right now. Might be technical difficulties, but don't hesitate. Call right back and we'll get to you. Vince in Sussex is on the line. Vince, good morning. What are the songs that get you fired up?
Well, Clarence Clearwater, Senator's son.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I got a new one, though.
Yeah.
I got a new one. John and Gordy in the Afternoon were canceled. What the heck is that? That's a protest.
Don't know anything about that right now, but I appreciate you calling, Vince. I'll have to find out more about that, but thank you very much for calling. That CCR song, definitely something that is played throughout the decades, and thank you very much. Al from Campbellsport is on the line. Thank you for calling, Al. What's the song fired up?
Good morning. I Ain't I'm Marching Anymore by Phil Oakes from around 64.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing in the Wind by Dylan, of course, for the message of civil rights,
yeah,
and freedom for all peoples. Another one by Bob Dylan, it's called John Brown.
Yeah, yes.
It's a little known song. I don't know if you ever heard that one.
Oh, yeah, I know the song. I know the man. John Brown is an interesting fella in the annals of American history, the Civil War and his abolition. I mean, he wasn't just an abolitionist. He was a warrior for the freedom of enslaved folks. So, Al, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you very much. I want to get to all these really quick on the live stream here. Cornell had left a bunch here. Let's see here. Bob Dylan's Blown in the Wind, If I Had a Hammer by Peter, Paul, and Mary, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Also, John Fogerty, Ain't No Senator's Son, still singing it after 80 years. Absolutely. John Fogerty is someone who does not let go of the fight or the struggle. That a man has opinions, and he will let you know immediately. Love the fire of Mr. John Fogerty. Ardith on the live stream says, protest song, the song from Les Mis. I can't remember the words, but maybe when tomorrow comes, it's so powerful, it brings goosebumps. Yeah, and that's, you know, what's funny about Blowing in the Wind with Bob Dylan, he wrote that song, and then Sam Cooke heard that song and felt like he should have wrote that song, and then he wrote A Change Gonna Come, and it, unfortunately, it was released after he died. But if you look at the work of Sam Cooke was a pop singer, party singer, had songs about dancing, love, and all that stuff. This song comes out, redefines his legacy as a performer, a writer, and artist, and it absolutely beautiful, the fact that he heard this song and said, no, I need to make my own version. I mean, put out my own message, and because of Blowing in the Wind, we got Change Gonna Come from Sam Cooke. I love that story. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Jim, what's the song that gets you fired up?
The Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire,
mm-hmm,
and I love the repeats, and also For What It's Worth by Stephen Stills. I think those,
yeah,
are two very powerful songs.
Oh, yeah. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Stephen Stills. I mean, Ohio, that song is one of the best songs ever. Absolutely gorgeous song, too. I mean, that's why I asked, you know, the modern songs. Are there any modern protest songs? We have a song from a gentleman named Jesse Wells. He wrote and performed on Late Night with Colbert. We're going to play just a little bit right now here. This is a modern song he wrote regarding ICE in America.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kind of tough. I put a kid in cuffs. I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down. I hear they got a great benefit plan. Join ICE. Boy, ain't it nice. Join ICE. Take my advice.
We'll put that video on air, in the show notes, I should say, so you can watch it too. But I feel like that song just absolutely rings true of Country Joe McDonald and, fixing to die rag from the, you know, they performed at Woodstock. I think the protest song is still alive. I think the protest song still has value. I think these songs that you all brought to us today still hold true for the fight of what we're trying to get done. I think it is great to sing them loudly, sing them proudly, share them with friends and family, and as a reminder that we are still a powerful voice, whether we're voting or we're singing and we're fighting together to keep this going. Because that's what we have, is we have each other. When we come back, I have a handy tip from Greg for you all. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your believer in you. Whatever you're doing, I believe in you. As long as it benefits yourself and doesn't hurt other people and it keeps you feeling great, I'm here for it. Keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome. We really thank you for being here today. We really hope you had a good time. Calvin, really quick, Wednesday show, check in with you midweek. Hump day, as someone would call it. Temperature, how'd you feel about today's show? You felt good?
It was good. I'm glad we are on the other side of Wednesday, though.
It's true. It's true. We are. Does this week feel like it's gone slow for you?
It's time is weird. It is both fast and slow at the same time.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. Let me just take a moment to drink in that sort of wisdom right there. I would say, yeah, it's a crazy week. There's always stuff going on. That's why we're always appreciative of everyone listening to the show, giving us your time, calling in or texting, telling us whether we're talking about democracy, whether we're talking about whether or not carrot cake is good. Spoiler alert, it's not. Or talking about your favorite protest song. It really means a lot that you are with us today. I think it's let's see, we're going on 10:54 here. Don't forget tomorrow, we got Jim Santel on the show. Gets here at 9:30, and we are going to be with him for an hour. We're going to be talking about all things going on in the world of law, talking about Minneapolis, talking about other developments on cases that we should be keeping our eyes on, and really just, you know, bringing in that experience, bringing in that expertise, because I am not a lawyer. I am lawyer adjacent, and Jim is a former U.S. attorney, current practicing attorney. And we'll be talking about that, hanging out, always having a great conversation with our friend, Mr. Jim Santel. It's also Thursday, which means sports with Paul Noonan. I don't really know. Calvin, is there anything? I mean, pitchers and catchers report next week, I believe. And they're still running Giannis rumors. So, you know.
Yeah. The trade deadline is tomorrow, but I don't know if that means midnight tonight or if it's at like 3 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow.
Gotcha. Well, I guess maybe we'll have a whole lot to talk about with Paul tomorrow. He is a writer for the Acme Packing Company. We're talking all things sports with him. So, yeah, just really appreciate y'all being here. And before we get out of here, I want to just give a really quick handy tip from Greg. Calvin? This is where I dispense some wisdom, dispense some advice. And if you ever want to ask for some advice or for some wisdom, or you have maybe an article or a person out there in the world, you're like, Greg, this person needs some advice, needs some wisdom. You can always get in touch by emailing us, greg.bach@civicmedia.us, greg.bach@civicmedia.us, for all of your handy tip needs. A handy tip from Greg today is very simple, very easy. We talked about a lot today. Lot going on. We had this point mentioned yesterday in our discussion on data centers, and it can feel very overwhelming. A lot of it can feel very overwhelming. There's a lot going on. What do we direct our attention towards? And I will just say this, start with something you feel passionate about. Put yourself into that world. Find like-minded people. Fight for what you think is the right outcome, whether we're talking about protecting the environment, whether we're talking about protecting your family, your right to, you know, free speech, whatever that may be, start there and work your way outwards. There are a lot of great folks working on a lot of great things, so you don't have to be an expert in everything. So don't worry about
not knowing a topic. Be unafraid to say, I don't know. Be unafraid to say, can you tell me more? Be unafraid to say, I got to look into that because I want to find out about it. But don't let it overwhelm you to the point where you can't act or don't feel like you can do anything to change what's going on in the world. You absolutely can. You absolutely have the power. And we're going to do that together because we had a lot of discussion today. We talked about voting and we talked about Minneapolis for the most part and protest songs, which is great. But I just don't want anyone to ever feel overwhelmed by what's going on. And I don't think you are, but I think a lot of folks are having some fatigue and we are in an election year. And this is the time where we got to say, all right, let's buck up. Let's do this together. Let's fight together and go for it. And that's my little handy tip from Greg to you and myself as well. But that's a handy tip from Greg. As I said, do not forget, tomorrow we have Jim Santel on the show at 9:30 to talk about all things coming out of the world of law. Kelvin got back to me. He looked it up because he is a fabulous researcher here. He said, what did he say here? Where is that thing? It says, trade deadline is actually 3 p.m. Eastern. Impressed that I knew that. Well, yeah, so we won't know for sure tomorrow if there's any Giannis trade rumors or if there's anything going on, but we'll definitely talk to Paul and get some perspective, get some speculation, because I think that, Kelvin, do you think if there's a trade, do you think you'll say, oh God, no, or are you just going to be like, okay, time to move on?
I mean, at 3 p.m. Eastern, regardless of the outcome, I'm going to be saying, thank God that's over. At this point, like, if he's going to be gone, he's going to be gone. I've made peace with it. Yeah. I'm just tired of the circus.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that as well. I can't imagine as a Brewers fan, every time I hear about a trade, everything in my heart goes a little cold for a moment. I'm like, eh, then we'll get through it. We always do. We always have. We always will. But yeah. So again, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. But I want to say thank you to Tucker, to Calvin, to engineering, to traffic. Without them, none of this goes off. I'm talking to a microphone that's not switched on. I want to thank everyone who called, texted, wrote in, listened, watched. Giving us your time is something I always truly appreciate. And I hope you do that again for us tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. We are here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tom Hartman's going to follow us after the 11 o'clock news. But I want you to have a great day. It's still cold outside, so stay warm. Lock it here for all your weather updates. The Civic Media mid-mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Box. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close. Have a great day, everyone.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.